On with the news. Norwich Nursery School children are taking part in a nationwide Giggle-a-thon. A mystery Bible donated to a charity shop sparks a search for soldier's story, and Norwich Castle gets confused with an AI-generated one 1,000 miles away.
Nursery children in Norwich are taking part in a nationwide Giggle-a-thon. The event is part of a fundraising initiative for Children in Need's latest mental wellbeing campaign. The fundraiser, launched by Pudsey Bear and comedy duo Lad Baby, will see hundreds of children and staff from Busy Bees centres across the UK sing funny songs like Old MacDonald Had a Space Station, The Bananas on the Bus, and Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Potatoes. The Busy Bees Giggle-a-thon not only raises funds through sponsorship from friends and family, but also promotes the importance of laughter for children's positive mental well-being. This is a key part of Busy Bees' Curious Curriculum and its personal, social and emotional development programme designed to support children's emotional well-being.
Eager shoppers queued along a city street as they waited to get the first look at a new discount store. QD has opened its new branch in the former Aladdin's Cave Shop in Magdalen Street. The business was founded in Norwich in 1985 with a single store in Anglia Square and became one of the shopping centre's longest-standing shops. The original store is being demolished as part of the £34 million development of Anglia Square. The opening was marked by a ribbon cutting by Norwich City Councillor Martin Schmierer, and free goodie bags were offered to the first 100 customers. Since launching in Norwich, QD has become a nationally recognised retailer with more than 50 stores across the UK. Its roots remain firmly in Norwich, where its operations office continues to be based in Barrack Street. The revamp of Anglia Square will see a total of 1,100 new homes, as well as a modernised office and shopping space.
When Jane Gosling opened a bag of items handed in at the Oxfam shop on Magdalen Street in Norwich, she expected the everyday mix of old clothes and bric-a-brac. Instead, she found a large leather-bound Bible and a mystery. "It wasn't until I looked at it that I realised it had a story," said the 58-year-old volunteer. Inside the front cover, there was an inscription dedicated to Lieutenant Adrian Harry Stewart, who was killed in the First World War. Curious about the man's name and the dedication, Ms. Gosling began researching. Lieutenant Stewart was the youngest son of Colonel Harry Stewart of Hopton Hall and had served with the Gloucestershire Regiment. He was killed in action in Garoua in Nigeria in 1914 and has no known grave. "We were quite moved by it in the shop and I wanted to find out more," Ms. Gosling said. "It is a stunning Bible with no damage to it. It was so heavy I could barely lift it." Her research led her to Reverend Nigel Lacey at St. Margaret's Church in the coastal village of Hopton, who confirmed the Bible had once belonged to the church. But no one knows how it left or where it had been in the meantime. Ms. Gosling returned the Bible to the church. It was placed back on the lectern and used in prayers during the Sunday service. "We have all become quite fascinated by the young man in question and tried to research him," Ms. Gosling said. "I'm unaware if there are any living relatives or if anyone knows why the Bible left the church. It would be very interesting to find out more about this Bible's history."
A man who fled the scene of a crime was eventually arrested by police on top of a school roof. Officers were called to Little John Road in Tuxwood after reports of a man acting aggressively. After running off, the man was later spotted on top of the roof of Tuxwood Academy and Nursery School just around the corner. Posts on social media showed the man walking around on top of the roof, seemingly on his phone, prior to being arrested. He was located a short while later and arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and common assault. He was taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre for questioning, where he remains.
A city landmark currently undergoing a £20 million refurbishment has been mistaken for a castle more than 1,000 miles away. A bizarre article by travelandworldtour.com states that an image inspired by Tonsberg Fortress in Norway, believed to be AI-generated, is the aftermath of the refurbishment at Norwich Castle. The Norwegian fort, which is 1,117 miles away, is described as being the end result of the Royal Palace Reborn project, which has yet to be completed. The headline reads, UK's iconic Norwich Castle unveils spectacular transformation. Work on the £20 million redevelopment of the museum and its Norman keep started in summer 2020, but the exterior of the 900-year-old building will remain unchanged, despite the article's claim that the historic site is to shrink following the refurbishment. And it certainly won't be shrinking, given that Norwich Castle is more than 30 feet taller than the Tonsberg Fortress.